When the building was refurbished about 15 years ago, when the building was built, it was the first, well, it was the biggest steel structure building in Europe. The stones on the outside, to stop the wind and the rain coming in, were held up by steel. And about 15 years ago, they discovered that the rain had been getting into the brickwork and the steel had all corroded and rusted and were sliding down into the station.
For Benjamin, Hale's Edinburgh portraits offer a literalisation of the conditions of living, of the living social context within which we are positioned. We live as if we were always in a cemetery, and we live in this already deadly way, among and as inscriptions.
If water gets near the steel, it zaps it to stop us going rusty. St Andrew's House, previously to this building, the first building on this site was about 1791, which was a Bridewell prison. At about 134 cells.
The image already announces our absence. We need only know that we are mortal. The photograph tells us we will die. One day we will no longer be here, or rather, we will only be here the way we have always been here, as images. It announces the death of the photographed. The portraits bear witness to the recognition that we are most ourselves, most at home, when we remember the possibility of our death. We come to ourselves through these photographs, through these memories of a morning yet to come.
There was public executions at the front of the building, and you could have 5,000 people on Calton Hill watching the execution.
This experience of our relation to memory, of our relation to the process of memorialization, is not at all accidental. Nothing is more characteristic. We appear to ourselves only in this bereaved allegory, even before the moment of our death.
Drapes around it so that people up the hill couldn't look, especially from Dugald Stewart's monument, they couldn't look down from there and see the person being hung, and the high flats at that side, they couldn't see them either. It's very detailed, the hangings as well. It's not like you see in the old cowboy films where you see them building this big high gallows and the person, you know, psh,
it is precisely this continual process of becoming and disappearing that for Benjamin characterises the movement of time. What is spaced here within what Benjamin elsewhere calls the space of history, are the always becoming and disappearing of moments of time itself. It is precisely this continual process of becoming and disappearing that, for Benjamin, characterises the movement of time.
This St Andrew's House, they've been trying to build St Andrew's House for about 40 years or something. It's got an even longer history than the trams and the Parliament building put together. It was first thought about in about 1913, which was cancelled due to war. And I think there's about another six proposals after that.
The historical materialist seeks to delineate the contours of a history whose chance depends on overcoming the idea of history as a mere reproduction of a past.
It was always going to be cited here. When they knocked the prison down, it was like bringing all the Scottish departments together in one place. Because they were all scattered all over Edinburgh. They bring them into one place and it's specifically designed. And when Tate designed it, the middle is high, but the wings are low, and that was to avoid people at that side of town complaining that they couldn't see Calton Hill. It's deliberately kept low. It sort of matches the landscape and all that. It's very artistic.
There can be no photograph without the withdrawal of what is photographed. This withdrawal does not consist in the various forms of shyness that attend the photographic event. In the instance of Hill's photographs, the discreet reserve of his camera, the shyness of his subjects, in the face of the apparatus, or the photographer who, looking at his photographs, shies away from the looks of his subjects, assuming that they can see him.
So we'll go down to the fourth floor. If you want, you can go outside with a bit of luck. And of course, the important one. That's a brilliant lift. That's the only lift I use, really.
Is that your favourite lift?
Well, I don't like these ones.
This is beautiful.
But that one's brilliant. Up and down, up and down. Not a problem. Not a problem.
The photograph is a grave for the living dead. It tells their history, a history of ghosts and shadows. A history of ghosts and shadows. And it does so because it is this history. If the photograph bespeaks a certain horror, it is because it certifies that the corpse is alive. As corpse, it is the living image of a dead thing. If the photograph is the allegory of our modernity, it is because like allegory, it is defined by its relation to the corpse.
At the end of the horseshoe, that pavement matches that design. You can't really see it much these days because they've dug it up so much.
And indeed, this cemetery, according to one of Hill's pictures, is itself an interior, a separate closed-off space, where the gravestones, propped against gable walls, rise from the grass, hollowed out like chimneys, with inscriptions inside, instead of tongues of flames.
Yeah, and every staircase is slightly different. They don't always have the same stair number in them. Because nothing was the same in our days.
The conquest of darkness by the increased light of photography conjures a link of fidelity between the photograph and the photographed. Advances in the photographic apparatus and the optical system formed by the lenses that transfer photographed images into an image recorded on a plate or film, and finally, in the chemical process, whereby the object of the optical system is revealed, seem to make possible a coincidence between the moment of the act of recording and the moment of the referent. Yet it is precisely the conviction in this coincidence, in the photographic possibility of faithful reproduction, that for Benjamin marks the decline of photography.
That cemetery's been there for years. It was actually bigger than it actually was. They had to move a lot of the bodies because this was never part of Edinburgh. This was separate.
It's the Carlton.
It wasn't till the bridge.
Oh, Carlton was its own neighbour.
Yeah. It wasn't till the bridge was built in 1890 that this became part of Edinburgh. This was totally, you couldn't get here. That's why they had the jail up here as well. This was totally separate. It wasn't until that was built that this became part of Edinburgh.
Number one, the decline inaugurated by the event of photography in the way we perceive the relation between the work of art and what it represents. Number two, the decline that happens in photography, within the history of photography. And number three, the decline that is photography perverts because it forgets the disjunctive power that Benjamin locates in the structure of the photographic event. This is why the photographic light that overcomes darkness entirely fails to illuminate the photograph, and fails precisely because it forgets what a photograph is, because it dissimulates the photograph's inability to represent.
When they knocked the prison down, they were talking about moving the bodies out. But then, where can you put a body? It's not like consecrated ground, so they just left them. There's a lot of the features gone.
The forgetting of the photograph's ghostly or spectral character, of its relation to a death that survives itself, corresponds to what Benjamin refers to as the decline of photography.
We've gone past where we're going. We'll go back this way.
If there are no periods of decline, it is because there is no period without decline. This is why the decline of photography needs to be understood as structural, a necessary dimension of any photograph, rather than as merely a moment in a temporal process.
I'll let you work that one out for yourself. It goes with his character. I never said that either.
Editorial.
You're going to get me hung.
Yeah, bring back hanging with that.
It dislocates. It dislocates. It dislocates. It dislocates. It dislocates. It dislocates. It is a dislocation. It dislocates. It is a dislocation from within. It dislocates. It is a dislocation from within. It dislocates. It is the dislocation from within of the possibility of reflection, immobilizing and interdicting the passage between the photograph and the photographed. The decline of photography names both the involuntary conjuring of a distance, of an aura, and the forgetting of this ghostly emergence.
Well, it's kind of slight. It's almost like a walking on a plank. Don't you feel into it?
When the architect designed the building, he actually told you what plant should be planted in the building as well.
Many of Hill's portraits originated in the Edinburgh Greyfriars Cemetery. Nothing is more characteristic of this early period. Many of Hill's portraits originated in the Edinburgh Greyfriars Cemetery. Nothing is more characteristic of this early period, except maybe the way the models were at home there.
You can see Holyrood Palace from the end, dynamic earth, everything. Just watch, there's a couple of steps down.
This blast shatters a continuum of history. This blast shatters a continuum of history, and in doing so, reveals the history hidden in any given work. This blast shatters the continuum of history, and in doing so, reveals the history hidden in any given work. This blast shatters the continuum of history. This blast shatters the continuum of history. This blast shatters the continuum of history, and in doing so, reveals the history hidden in any given work. It discloses the breaks within history from which history emerges. How do you think that goes down?
There you go, dynamic earth.
Sheeps, that's such a view to just walk out and just to see the crags. Mm-hmm.
The photo opportunities are wonderful.
I've never seen anybody photographed here.
Within this condensation of past and present, time is no longer to be understood as continuous and linear, but rather as spatial. By retaining the traces of past and future, a past and future it nonetheless transforms. The photograph sustains the presence of movement. All of the possibilities of this portrait art arise because the contact between actuality and photography has not yet occurred.
That's why we've been a bit... We don't really want people out here all the time because you get somebody going out when it's really windy and we'll lose them.
No, I don't mean it didn't blow me away, but blew me away in my mind. Right. You know, just thinking, yeah. I think that's stunning.
Looking both backward and forward, this figure makes a division within the present. Looking both backward and forward, this figure makes a division within the present. Looking both backward and forward.
Right, what am I wanting?
The decline of photography. A decline that can be understood, temporally, that can be traced within the history of the photographic event. Early photographs are described as having an aura, an atmospheric medium that lends them a phantasmatic, instantaneous, hallucinatory quality. What is surprising is that photography's decline does not coincide, as one might expect, with a decline in the technical efficiency of the camera or in its capacity to register what is photographed. Rather, it corresponds to the technical refinement of the camera's performance.
Now we'll go to the third floor.
The photograph, the medium of likeness, speaks only of what is unlike. It says, the photograph is an impossible memory. Because this forgetting is inscribed within every photograph, there is history, the history of photography, as well as the history inaugurated by the photograph.
Nah, that's the spare stones for the building. The building's been built with Darnley stone from Northumberland. The quarry went out of business many, many, many years ago, and that's the same stone that's on the outside of the building. So when the quarry closed, we went and snaffled what was left. So if we get any problems with some of the bricks, we've got stuff down there that's weathering at the same rate as the bricks here, so we can just replace them.
A force of arrest, the image translates an aspect of time into something like a certain space, and does so without stopping time, or without preventing time from being time. Within the photograph, time presents itself to us as this spacing.
Just to show you the magic that they designed in 1939, and it still works, never failed. Yeah, but you send the bell and the people downstairs duck so they get sore head.
What?
It goes into a recess that's built on the second floor. Nobody knows it's there.
Forsoon, advances in optics made instruments available that overcame darkness entirely and recorded appearances like a mirror.
Four up on the fifth floor, but there's ministers on the first floor, the second floor. We have ministers at the end of this corridor, the distance ministers at that end. We've got one floor to go down to hit the catacombs.
The decline of photography names the photograph's own decline, its movement away from the scheme of emetic reproduction. It suggests that the most faithful photograph, the photograph most faithful to the event of the photograph, is the least faithful one, the least memetic one. the photograph that remains faithful to its own fidelity.
This area is what we call the catacombs. That gap you've just walked through is the door of a cell. It wasn't that long ago the bars were still here, the bars for the cells. And then some of them, on that other wall, there's the rings embedded in the concrete. When the building was refurbished, they painted these walls white. If you had to scrape off the white, on that wall up there is the list of everybody who was executed on the wall.
It is what remains of what passes into history. It turns in on itself in order to survive. Nevertheless, this imaged corpse, a kind of tomb in which subject and object are encrypted, at the same time points to what cannot be reduced to the photograph itself.
This bit has never been renovated, as you can tell.
The procedure itself, Benjamin explains, caused the models to live, not out of the instant, but into it, during the long exposure they developed, as it were, into the image.
The dangling wire is a water detector. Sounds an alarm upstairs. Yeah. It's just the air conditioning. It's cool. Somebody put the lights out.